The government has accepted a recommendation from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee that an mRNA vaccine will be offered to pregnant women between 14 and 36 weeks gestation after a discussion with their obstetric specialist. I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Maeve Ogan, consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist at the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin. Maeve, good morning. It's lovely to have you.
Good morning, Susan.
I suppose, first of all, we might start with the fact that the guidance on this changed last week, Maeve, and talk us through maybe the science behind why now pregnant women are being advised to get the vaccine.
Yeah, well, this is really great progress. And, you know, in the last number of years, Ireland has really shown a commitment to women's autonomy in making decisions about their own health and the health of their babies. So I think this is really positive. First of all, to reassure people, pregnant women are no more likely to contract COVID than somebody who's not pregnant. What is different when someone's pregnant, and if you compare them to a person of an equivalent age who's not pregnant, the pregnant woman's more likely to end up in hospital with COVID, more likely to end up in intensive care, and unfortunately more likely to suffer consequences of COVID on her pregnancy. And you'll have seen media reports about an albeit rare but definitely present condition of COVID placentitis, which can lead to ill health of the baby or indeed, sadly, to stillbirth. And the absolute risk of getting this condition is really rare for the general pregnant woman. Yet the only way of preventing it is by preventing the person from getting COVID. And, you know, over the last year, we've heard so much about, you know, pregnant women should cocoon and really take care. But, you know, that's not practical for a huge number of pregnant people.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of just going about their business, looking after children, looking after parents, for example, or indeed in the workplace. You know, there are many pregnant women who can say, well, actually, I'm not going to be in the workplace for a year, you know, if they've got a face-to-face role. So there are many reasons why the practicalities of prevention in ways other than vaccination just aren't feasible for pregnant women.
So the recommendation, Maeve, to give it between 14 and 36 weeks gestation, maybe just explain a little bit more about the theory behind that then.
So the theory behind it is, obviously the first trimester is a time of great anxiety. Is everything going to be okay? And, you know, and people are very cautious about taking anything in that time. And certainly they don't want to be getting a temperature or anything like that. So the rationale behind not giving the vaccination in the first trimester is to allow somebody to get through that stage, to have had their first scan and the reassurance of that. And then they can access the vaccine, first dose of the vaccine from 14 weeks, second dose of the vaccine 3 or 4 weeks later, depending on which particular vaccine it is.
And it's an mRNA, that's the recommendation.
It's an mRNA vaccine. And what we are saying, sorry, for the catch-up now over the next while, if somebody is, say, 32 weeks, 33 weeks, they're not going to get the full two doses. It's still worth getting one dose because one dose does provide protection. So if you're 34 weeks and you're offered the vaccine this week, take it and then you can get your second dose, or consider taking it, and then you can get your second dose after your baby's born.
And are all of these vaccinations happening within the hospital setting, the maternity hospitals, for people who are pregnant and wondering, do they need to call somebody? Is somebody going to call them? Do they need to register? What way is it working?
Yes, that's a bit of a $6 million question. I have to say, at present, it's not bedded down for all of the 19 maternity units as to what the solution is going to be. And every maternity unit may have a slightly different solution. So what I would suggest is, look, you know, all I can speak about is the Rotunda. Anyone who's attending the Rotunda, keep an eye on our website, keep an eye on our social media. We have a really active social media channels. There's a fantastic video on those channels by my colleague, Dr. Nick Lamar, who's a pharmacist as well as an obstetrician and gynecologist. And she has run through the rationale for vaccine, the safety of vaccine, and the practicalities of accessing it. Although whether it'll actually be for us, say, in the Rotunda or in one of the mass vaccination centres, or indeed over the last few days, I've heard of people getting it through their GPs, in that their GP knew they were pregnant. They knew there was going to be a couple of extra doses at the end of the day, and they just contacted them directly. So I think it'll probably be slightly blended in terms of where people access it. Certainly for the high risk people that we've been vaccinating over the last month or so, you know, say people with significant health effects who are also pregnant, and we've been vaccinating them in the Rotunda. And it would be great to be afforded the opportunity to vaccinate everybody there, but the practicalities of that may be difficult. You know, we're a small campus, so it may be that it'll be that we'll be able to access one of the mass vaccination clinics.
I put this on my Instagram last night, Maeve, for people if they had questions, and we got a lot in this morning as well. And you know, there is some concern. I think, you know, it's a really vulnerable
for
time when you're expecting a baby, maybe particularly when it's your first pregnancy. One in here, I'm pregnant and I really, really want to take this vaccine, but I'm so concerned about the long-term effects on the baby and I kind of can't get past that. Have you any reassuring words for that texter?
Yeah, I mean, all we can say is, yes, we don't know the long-term effects of COVID on everybody either. Do you know, this is a new disease and consequently, you know, it's the data is coming all the time, but the data are really, really reassuring for vaccination. So the CDC, the American website, have a fantastic kind of running total type thing for vaccination. And they have recruited people to ongoing safety studies. And there doesn't seem to be any untoward effect. And there's no sort of scientific hypothesis as to how there could be an untoward long-term effect. And certainly animal studies haven't indicated any long-term issue. So I think the reassurance is there. But for sure, I can absolutely appreciate that. You know, pregnant women don't take as much as a paracetamol a lot of the time. And it's a big push then to then say, well, actually, I haven't taken a paracetamol for 30 weeks and now I'm going to take a vaccine. Although that being said, people are taking flu vaccine and whooping cough vaccine and have been for a long number of years with no known untoward effects. And sort of what I've been saying to people is you can't compare taking the vaccine with not getting COVID. What you have to compare
is take the vaccine and getting COVID versus
if I don't take the vaccine and I get COVID. And I suppose the real world experience of getting COVID in pregnancy is not reassuring, whereas the real world experience of getting vaccinated in pregnancy is reassuring. But it is a leap of faith. We absolutely understand that. And it's all very well for me to say, oh, trust the science. You know, ultimately, the pregnant woman has to look at her own situation and scenario. And there certainly are people who will say, you know what? I'm sitting at home. It's just myself and my partner. We're both working from home. We're not heading down to creches. We're not heading to the supermarket. I'm actually safe and secure here. I'm going to wait till after I have my baby. And that's absolutely fine. This is about people making the decision
the
that's right for them their circumstances.
Do you know, Maeve, are they recommending the jab for breastfeeding mothers?
Yes, there certainly doesn't seem to be any reason why it could in any way be dangerous for a breastfeeding mother. And indeed, there is probably some transfer of immunity to the baby as well. So that's good.
Okay. And like you say, lots of Q&As answered on the Rotunda Hospital website. And for people just to ask the questions, obviously, to whatever hospital they are attending, their doctor
Absolutely.
Or their midwife, and they'll be able to get their answers there. But Dr. Maeve Ogan, consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist at the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin, thanks so much for being with us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.